Welcome to the second season of Goals Do Come True, the show that takes a deep dive into the systems and processes that help turn your business goals into reality. Hosted by me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. If you like what you hear today, please remember to share the love by liking, sharing, and reviewing the show. It helps spread the word to others looking for help with their goals. Anyway, let's crack on. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I'm joined by Cynthia Williams. Cynthia has 15 plus years in the health and wellness industry. She works as an integrative nutrition practitioner, and she specializes in women's hormone and gut health whilst achieving weight loss. Now, we had a brief chat previously about easy things that we can do to improve our health. But obviously, this is the Goals Do Come True podcast. But Cynthia, over to you. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background, the 15 years, and what you do for people and how goals fit in with all of that. And you can refer to the deja vu that we had here.
Oh, it's okay. It's just our warm-up. Right?
Yeah.
Building relationships. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm Cynthia Williams. And yes, my job is based on goals too. Basically, I help women that have certain goals, health related goals, aesthetic goals, whatever they may be. And I help them achieve them, whichever route it may take to get them there. But I do specialize in hormone and gut health. Typically, I work with women in 30s, 40s and 50s that have spent time chronic dieting, chronic low calories, over-exercising, or they've kind of done the opposite and not moved a lot. And now we've got thyroid issues, or we're perimenopause or menopausal, and just all those things are starting to catch up and they just don't know what to do anymore. All the things that they used to do to lose weight aren't working. So I just help them evaluate, dig deep, find out what those issues are, whether we evaluate blood work or just changing thought patterns, lifestyle habits, whatever it may be, and then help them achieve the goals that they have set for them. But typically when women come to me, they're no longer looking for that fad crash diet, that easy fix, the stuff that doesn't work. They're past all that. And they're now actually focused on health goals and getting healthy. In hopes, in terms of getting healthy, weight loss comes with that.
Yeah, I can relate to that. My wife is menopausal. It's a crazy place for people to be, the ladies.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of changes. Yeah.
It's a heck of a lot of stuff. And I think what guys need to realize is, and I think this is a good, you know, I think I can bring this up. My wife doesn't listen to my podcast anyway, so she's not going to know I'm talking about her. But, you know, they talk about hormones and hormone replacement therapy, and people think about the menopause and it's like, well, I don't want to go on to HRT. And it's like, it's not wrong. Your body's just not producing the hormones that it's produced all of your life for whatever reason. And so, you know, replacing the hormones that your body needs,
it can be very beneficial.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It can make you feel a lot better.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that we found, you know, because I managed to survive it basically without Bonnie killing me, because, you know, we take on a whole new persona as the woman and as the guy in the relationship. You know, we can't become incredibly unloved. You know, we're walking on eggshells for no real reason. Doesn't make any kind of sense. You know, this is the person we've been with for 20 years and all of a sudden they've changed. And it's awful. And, you know, I can see why many relationships get through that stage and they, you know, they break up because it's like we just don't understand it. And the other important thing is he is individual. And you mentioned the bloods and stuff like that. And I think that's important too, because it is so very, very personal. And, you know, your doctor will go and give you the bloods and give you the HRT to kick it off. And then, you know, 6 months, a year down the line, the levels are all wrong again. And, you know, they need to be kept on top of.
Right.
So how's that for finger on the pulse of menopause from a guy?
Well, and I work with women to help them hopefully not get to that point in the relationship. Like they identify that things that they're feeling different, things have changed, you know, their energy's down, their mood is down, libido is down, things like that. and they get ahead of it, or they try to get ahead of it and try to make those changes so that it doesn't, you know, cause issues in the relationship, hopefully, you know, because I've worked with several women that are in menopause and are lean, have high libidos, have good energy, all that kind of stuff. So it's changing the lifestyle, changing the habits, but learning your body. And that's what I teach women, is I teach them about their hormones, about their thyroid, the things that they have to check on. Because like you just said, the doctors don't follow up with it. You know, I have a client actually this past week when we reviewed her labs, she started experiencing the symptom of menopause, perimenopause, went to her doctor, her gynecologist, and they just put her on hormone replacement therapy. They didn't draw any bloods and they didn't do any follow-up blood work on her. And so she was not feeling right still and had put on 12 pounds in a year without changing diet, without changing exercise. Like all this stuff started going wrong. So she hired me. We did a consultation and I read a blood work and I was like, they have you so jacked up. Your estrogen is up here. Your progesterone's down here. And then they had elevated her testosterone to where it actually looked like they had created polycystic ovarian syndrome in her as well by messing with her hormones. So that's my big thing with teaching these women, is I teach you this stuff so that these kind of things don't happen, because the doctors, they're not following up on it, you know, and it's not, I'm not knocking doctors. Like, your gynecologist is for your pelvic health. They have no business doing hormone replacement therapy. You need to go to a hormone replacement therapy specialist to do the work. Just like we don't go to a cardiac doctor for a broken foot, right? You need to go to that specialized person for the work that you're looking to have done. So teaching women this and helping them become their own health advocate to help them reach their health goals, that's like my main mission.
No, and you know, I'd advocate, you know, because we went private for this and it wasn't that expensive. A divorce would be considerably more expensive.
More expensive. And I told my clients that all the time, like, you know, yes, you have to pay out of pocket a lot of times for your blood work because your insurance isn't going to cover this comprehensive panel. But you pay this once a year. And again, yeah, you're saving thousands in medical care down the line by doing some preventative work right now. So if we could just, again, change mindset of people, like more preventative instead of reactive to everything, you would save yourself so much grief, heartache, money, you know, enjoy life way more if you just get in front of things and just become educated about your body, basically.
Perfect. I like that. I like that message there. It's like, get ahead of the game. It's one of the most important things. And your health is one of the most important things. It's like, right. You know, the alternative's not good.
I heard something from another guy. He's a kind of like a motivational speaker of sorts. And he was talking about health. And he said, when you have your health, you have tons of wishes. You're wishing for lots of other things because you have your health and you're good. When you don't have your health, you have one wish. And that one wish is that you were healthy so that you could do all these other things. You know, so that one like stuck with me pretty good. I was like, yeah, that's right on. When you're not healthy, you are. I mean, think about it. Like when you get knocked down with the flu, right? All you're thinking about is, can I get better so I can get off the couch and get back to life and like doing that stuff. So your health, it should just not be taken for granted. And it is, unfortunately, in today's society.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So goals and goal setting, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any big, hairy, audacious goals that you're working on yourself at the moment?
Yeah, my business. I'm really working in 2023 to scale it. I have actually created a new program that will let me work with more women at once to help them be their own health advocate, if I can speak. It's called Back to Basics, the program. So it's literally teaching women back to basics. Here's what your thyroid does. Here's what your sex hormones should look like. You know, here's how to lose weight, blah, 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 blah. So really working on getting this program out there and helping me to scale my business there's so many fitness and health programs out there, right? And they're all quick fixes, fad diets, blah, 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 blah. And those are what are causing the issues in the women that I'm now working with. So I really want to get out there. I have a huge goal of getting out there and getting this program out there to these women as kind of a preventative mechanism versus, you know, this continuing fad diet. And I want to scale and be as large as these other companies to help reverse some of this metabolic mayhem that we are creating in today's society. So that's honestly my one and only like goal right now, is just I'm working so hard in so many ways to help me get this out there and teach women to be health advocates.
Okay, I think people can detect your passion for that, Cynthia. So there's
hope so.
absolutely no reason why you aren't going to achieve that goal. So do you write these goals down? Are you a visual person? You know, do you have a special app that you use? And what do you use with your clients to, you know, keep them on track and keep them working?
I'm a big write down. I feel like you have to have it in concrete form somehow, some way. Just saying it is not enough, right? It has to be, whether it's you tell somebody, you write it down, you have an app in your phone, but you have to have it in some kind of concrete form where you are reminded of that goal day in and day out. So I have it written down. I'm a list person. I always have a list going so that I knock things out. I have this goal written on lots of places in my house or on my phone where I see it every day and we're continually working towards it. And then I do the same thing for my clients. Every week they have a weekly check-in that they have to do, which is basically reviewing their goals that they have set for themselves. And where did they make progress towards the goal this week? What areas did they excel in? What areas do they need to continue to work on? So yeah, we're big on writing goals down. You have to make it happen some way. You have to put it out there so that you're accountable for it, right? Just saying, so many people, especially here we come January 1st, these resolutions, right?
Whoa.
Resolutions typically, like I think it's 60% of people have quit their resolution by the first week of February. So yeah. 4 weeks, they give it a go for 4 weeks, you know? And I would say those 60% didn't write it down, didn't have a plan, didn't have some kind of preparation in place in order for them to be successful on those goals. So if you want to succeed at something, you have to have a plan to get to that success point.
And if you're in the 60%, well, even if you're in the 100%, you know, everybody needs an accountability buddy.
Yes.
Somebody that's, you know, just going to be there to nudge you along or keep you on track. Or, you know, I found that today I'm speaking to one of my guys and he's drifted. And it's been a couple of weeks and he was embarrassed to get back in touch because, you know, he drifted. And it's like, right. Oh no, man alive. You know, you need to be accountable to somebody. You need to be able to share this, especially as typically we're not strong enough to do this on our own. There's only a few of us that are actually seriously capable of following a track all the way through without deviation, without, you know, any kind of problem. So having somebody there to help you out, I think is a big thing. So I think hopefully we're on the same page in that respect.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Like in week 11 of my 12-week program, that's actually the goal that week, is to take and reach out to somebody and tell them, because the program's 12 weeks. So you're getting ready to be on your own after that 12th week, right? So at week 11, you have to reach out to somebody and you have to tell them what you've been doing, what your continued goals are, to find that accountability partner to keep you going after those 12 weeks and keep you working. Because like goals are lifelong, right? Even though maybe we achieve small pieces of it, those are just bite-sized chunks that are helping us get it to that long-term goal, right? So if you break it off in little pieces, achieve that, be successful, and then set the next goal to help you get to that long-term goal. But like you said, you've got to have somebody following up with you along the way. When you kind of deviate, okay, they pull you by the britches back on, you know?
Absolutely. So really what you need to do is find a mate that's got a similar goal to you and then join your program both at the same time. That would be wouldn't it? Ideally, two for the price of one.
That would be great. But ideally, it's somebody.
Not two for the price of one. There'd be a little bit of a discount maybe, but.
True. And that's fantastic. That's a great point. But ideally, and this is goes to what I say in the program, it's somebody that will not take shit from you, that won't let you pass. You know, we all have that friend that we can go and talk to and be like, oh, it's really not your fault. You're going to be fine. You know, this kind of stuff. You need the friend. Like I'm the friend, like, you didn't achieve it. What's going on? Get your butt in gear. What do you need to do? So you need that kind of person in your life for accountability. So, you know, maybe they've already achieved the goal that you're looking to. That would be an ideal person to go to because they know what it takes to get there, right? So you want somebody that will hold your hand to the fire, you know, nicely and support you, but will also kick you in the butt when you need that kick in the butt.
Yeah, the tough love.
Yeah, exactly.
We all need tough love.
We do.
Hello, I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode. Just wanted to tell you about one of my other businesses, which is DB Wealth Planning and Preservation. We do cash flow modeling, lifestyle financial planning, and wills and trusts. So if that's something that's on your agenda, if you want to see what your future looks like well ahead of the game, then pop over to my website, dbwpp.co.uk, and we'll help you create your future and protect your assets. So that's dbwpp.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. What would be my next question?
Let me ask you one.
Go for it. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, go okay. for it.
What is your number one thing when you're helping people set goals? What is the number one little nugget that you give that you think that helps people be the most successful?
Just the one thing. Definitely writing it down as if you've already completed it.
Okay.
So I weigh 12 stone, 6 pounds, for example, or whatever it is. You don't use stones up in the States, do you? It's the 100 and whatever it is. So that would be it, as if it's already achieved, because your subconscious brain doesn't understand what's real and what's imaginary. And then your conscious brain sees that you're not 12 stone six, and your subconscious brain is like trying to pull you towards that 12 stone six. So you don't have, you just have six. We've got these chocolates called Revels, right? I buy a bag of Revels, but I'll have probably 12 maximum a day, mm-hmm. right? Now there's a packet of probably 50.
Okay.
And it's just my little treat, because, you know, if I've completed a project or whatever. But, you know, even then, I've made it that I'll only go to the, you know, I'll only buy them if they're on special offer.
Okay.
Right. So they're not there all the time, because they're not on special offer all the time. So, you know, I've got, and I don't need to save the difference in, you know,
right,
50 cents or whatever it is between. But it's like, well, no, that's my, you know, that's my sort of ease back on it, so that I don't buy a packet every 4 days, for example. Right. But that's it, as if you've already completed it. It seems to help. You know, I own a, well, my last one was a Harley Davidson Fat Boy Special, right? Mm-hmm. And I have one now. So I've got to pick other things. And the thing is, I'm not going to say lucky enough, because it's all hard work, but I was skilled enough to be able to sell my business for a reasonable amount of money, which meant a lot of the goals that I had were able to come true.
Okay.
So I've had to change. And I'm probably still drifting a little bit, I have to be honest. You know, I'm drifting, trying to work out what the goals are, because when you get a big bunch of them done in one go, it's like, oh, wow.
Now what
now,
do you do?
Now what do I do? So I want to get my podcast out. I want, you know, it's at 7,500 downloads now. I want to get that to 15,000 downloads. And it's like, right, I've got to start thinking about how I do that and making sure that, you know, my guests know that they're under obligation to share it with their people when it comes out, and that sort of thing, you know. So that would be my thing. But also, you know, writing it down. This is my original little goals book from way back from 2004. You write the goals down daily, and you turn the page over and you write them down the following day without referring to the ones from the day before, because goals drift in and drift out.
Right.
It might be an important goal today, but, you know, it never gets back on the list in the future. So that would be another one. It's like, you know, write them down daily without referring to the ones that you wrote yesterday. Just 10 small ones and big ones. And then, you know, the really important ones, they're like cream. They'll rise to the top of your list. So you'll be writing them down first each time, because they become important. So they're two little things that I would in that.
Those are good, though. They're good. I like the one with the chocolate setting the parameters. Again, that's something I work with all my clients, is just set some parameters and stick to those parameters for yourself, you know, hold yourself accountable, hold yourself to those boundaries. And then when you do it, like, right, you only have yours when they're on sale. And then when you've achieved something or gotten something done. So I just feel like they probably taste that much better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's like, I don't dive in there first thing in the morning. It tends to be around about 3 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon. You know, I've achieved a few things. I deserve. It's all about deserve. Yep. Now, we talked, you know, just for anybody that, you know, is listening, all of you, we actually recorded this 2 weeks ago and it got lost. And we both accidentally had the diary entry in again for this evening. And we both looked at each other and went, I know you. What's going? Haven't we done this already? And as it turns out, the episode was deleted from my Zoom account. So, you know, it's like, isn't life weird sometimes?
No. Yep.
You know, it's just odd. So I can remember us talking about simple things that people can do to make a massive difference to their lives. And these are really, really simple things. So I'm going to pull those back in because I can remember they were simple stuff. So share the simple things that we can do to improve our life.
Walk. We talked about that. Walking is huge. Walking is probably one of the most underrated things that you can do, but has probably one of the biggest health benefits that you can do getting through or walking during the day, especially walking after you eat 5 to 10 minutes, or just moving. Even just moving 5 to 10 minutes after you eat will help to blunt the glucose and insulin levels, which will help decrease inflammation, which is what we're about. It will also aid in digestion when you move those things, and it will also regulate hunger hormones, and it'll keep you from overeating. So all good things for health, maintaining weight, longevity. And I shared this number with you the last time we talked. I had just seen a new number come out in the study that if you walk between 7,500 and 10,000 steps a day, you reduce your chances of mortality by 60 to 70%. I mean, that's huge, by 60 to 70%. So what that's saying is you're reducing your chances of cardiovascular incidents. You're reducing your chances of metabolic syndrome. The two big things that 90% of the population, probably it's a little high, maybe 80% of the population seems to be trending towards or suffering from right now, right? We're eating more ultra processed foods, less whole foods, nutritious foods. We're drinking way more caffeine. Our sleep schedules are shit, you know?
It's the truth.
All of these things, yeah, that are causing just absolute havoc on the body. Getting those steps in is a good way to negate some of those things that are happening to us day in and day out. So walking is a big one. The next one I would say is hydration, drinking enough water. Many of us are not drinking enough water. Again, when I start with most clients, they're probably drinking 40 to 50 ounces of water. I don't know what that is in pints. I'm trying to do that conversion.
Is that 20? Is it 20 ounces a pint? That's what I'm going to go with. People can mail in and, you know, correct us if they're wrong, you know, or if we're wrong. They won't.
So they're drinking 2 to 3 pints, you know, 40 to 50 ounces over here, and just trying to get them to 100 ounces. So 5 pints, you know, 100 ounces on my side daily, so that, you know, it improves, because a lot of hunger hormones can be stimulated when you're actually dehydrated. So making sure that we got our water up. Your digestion is way better when we are properly hydrated. Your joints will hurt less when you're properly hydrated. Your energy and your sleep will improve when you're properly hydrated. Your recovery from your workouts will improve when you're properly hydrated. So just having enough water in our system, reducing some of the soda pops we're drinking, reduce some of the caffeine and the coffees and things that we're drinking, and replace that with water. So I would say walking and water are like the two biggest and easiest things that you can do to have a great big impact on your system and your health. And especially walking, it's free. You can do it anywhere. You can do it anytime. You know, you don't need a gym membership for it. You don't need special equipment to do it. You can just go do it.
Yeah, I like that. And again, I'm talking to one of my coaching clients today, and I said, look, you know, you need to get this walking into your diary. It needs to be, until it's a habit that is just there, just get it in there, you know, an hour's walk every single day. And he put it in his diary at 7:30 in the morning. I said, and that's fine. You know, he doesn't want to go to the gym, or, you know, doesn't want to invest in the money to go to the gym. I said, but also, you know, if you wake up and it's 7:15, you're going, oh, do you know what? I really could do with just another 40 minutes sleep. Well, just have a look at your diary and move it, because, you know, you haven't got to drive anywhere. You just got to get up and walk for an hour. So, you know, if you've got nothing in your diary between 2 and 3, move it to then.
Right.
It can't be any hard. You know, it's got to be simple. This stuff has got to be simple for us to, you know, adopt, so that we can simply make a massive difference to our health.
Right.
I mean,
and it, you know, and he can break up. I tell this to clients too, because I do set a goal typically of 60 minutes of walking a day, but break it up. If you need to do 4 15-minute walks, if you need to do 2 30-minute walks, if you need to do 30 or 20 minute walk, however you can get it in throughout the day, that's great. And it's actually better for you if it is broken up throughout the day, because it's breaking up your activity, you're sitting for your desk, whatever it may be. But just, you know, just get it in throughout the day. And you'll find that when they start doing that, that like there's a lot of downtime in your day that, you know, we have a lot of scrolling the social media or sitting in front of the TV or just a lot of nothing that's filling up our day. When you start to be accountable to yourself and what is my day actually filled of, when you're writing a diary or something like that, you start to see, okay, I got some open spots where I could be doing a little bit more to help me get to this goal a little bit quicker.
It's easy, folks.
It's easy, but it's still really hard for some people to do. You know, it's easy to eat whole foods. They're plentiful, but it's still very hard for people to do. It's easy to get our water intake, but it's still very hard for people to do. The consistency behind it. So that's what I work on a lot is consistency. Just try to be consistent with it.
Well, that's good. Now, we're going to ask you for a nugget. So, Cynthia, this is the Goals Do Come True podcast. What is something the world needs to know about goals and goal setting, according to you, that we haven't discussed already?
That we haven't discussed already,
because this is where the really, really seriously good golden nuggets come up.
Okay, this one may be, I don't know. This is my personal thing, and I'm saying like as nicely as I guess I can for people, but when it comes, we're really soft these days. I feel like our society is very, very soft. We are raising kids that everybody's a winner and everybody gets a trophy. And I disagree with that. I think you have to have a lot of failures in order to be successful in life. So my biggest thing, and I get this across as nice as I can to clients and in language where I don't offend them, but I'm trying to tell them, pick yourself up by your big girl panties and get to work. Basically, when it comes to achieving a goal, nobody is going to do it for you. So unless you get out there and put the effort into these goals that you say that you want, and again, nobody's forcing you to have these goals. You're saying that you want these goals. So if you want to do it, you need to toughen up a little bit and quit letting every little thing knock you down, make you whiny, make you cry, you know, and I don't mean to sound harsh or anything, but that's the truth of it. We need thicker skin. We need a lot thicker skin, and we need a lot more mental toughness and ability to push through. I mean, you know how many, I'm sure you did too, if you had a business, how many failures you go through, how many times you hear no over and over again. And if you just let every one of those knock you down, well, then you're going to get nowhere and do nothing and you're going to be miserable, you know, and you can't blame other people. That's the other thing. It's nobody else's fault that you're not achieving what you're not achieving. You know, yes, some people may have an easier path from A to B. So what? If you still want to get from A to B, you need to figure out your way to get there.
There we go. I like that. I'm totally with you, right? It's the snowflake brigade.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the host, so I can get away with that. But it is. It's like, oh, for goodness sake. But I tell you what I use with my clients. Start right off, right at the beginning. During this relationship that we got, do you want me to be honest with you or diplomatic? If I'm honest with you, okay, it's so much quicker. If I've got to be diplomatic, I've got to pussyfoot around and take all of your feelings into consideration and walk on eggshells and all the rest of it, all right? That's after the explanation. But, you know, do you want me to be honest or diplomatic? And everybody goes, oh, no, I want you to be honest. And you say, are you absolutely sure? Because I can be brutal.
Right.
And you've got permission to be brutal then. And then you explain why you want to be honest rather than diplomatic. And it's like, sets things off really, really cool. And you can be really horrible.
Well, I try not to be horrible, but you're still nicer than I, because I don't even give mine that choice. I just tell them, you're hiring a coach. You're not hiring a friend, right? I'm going to be nice to you. I'm not going to be rude to you or anything like that. But I'm not your friend. I'm here to get you to your goals that you say you want to achieve. So that's where we're at.
We're absolutely on the same page. Now, how can people get hold of you? What's the best place, the quickest place to get to you and find out more about you?
Everything, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, my website is all Cynthia Williams Wellness. Everything is Cynthia Williams Wellness. So if you type that in, you can find me on all my channels. I do probably more on my Instagram, like lots of educational nuggets I like to put over on my Instagram, especially for women to help you with your hormones and gut health. And then I have lots of videos on YouTube for women as well, where I've gone in and shown the questions you need to ask your doctors about your labs, your sex hormones, your thyroid, stuff like that. So there's a lot of information over there as well.
That's good. Well, we'll make sure all of that information is in the show notes, just so that everybody can just click a button and, you know, get over to you, find out a bit more about you and hook up and get on that program, bring along a friend for a minuscule discount so that you've got an accountability buddy at the end of it and you're working with these things together. Cynthia, it's been an absolute pleasure, second time round. And thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. This is fun. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Goals Do Come True. I'm Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Please remember to subscribe and review on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Visit dougbennett.co.uk for the latest on transforming your life through goals. Happy goal setting. Until next time.